AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Joran van der Sloot is in the United States. He's the chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American Natalie Holloway. She was last seen in Aruba. Van der Sloot was in prison in Peru, serving a murder sentence. He faces trial in Holloway's home state of Alabama on charges he tried to extort $250,000 from Holloway's mother to disclose the location of the young woman's body. Poor air quality from the wildfires in Canada is affecting people as far south as North Carolina.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
After meeting with President Biden at the White House, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says allies will continue to back Ukraine, sending a message to Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I think it sends a strong signal to him that there is no point trying to wait us out. We're not going anywhere. We will be here for as long as it takes. And hopefully that will speed up the calculation in his mind that he should withdraw his forces and stop what is an illegal and unprovoked act of aggression.
According to an arrest report, a white Florida woman accused of shooting and killing her black neighbor told investigators she had been threatened by the victim for months leading up to the killing. The report detailed allegations of racist epithets and physical threats to the victim's young children. Former President Donald Trump and his aides are bracing for a potential indictment in the classified documents investigation as prosecutors handling the probe were spotted at a Miami courthouse where a grand jury has been hearing from witnesses. This is AP News. Malaysian officials condemn a comedian's joke about the 2014 disappearance of Malaysian Airlines flight MH370.
Singapore-born stand-up comedian Jocelyn Chia posted her act on social media, sparking outrage in Malaysia and prompting Singapore officials to quickly apologize. She joked about Malaysian airplanes not being able to fly, drawing gasps from the audience. Chia continued, making reference to Malaysian Airlines and then adding, "Some jokes don't land." Flight MH370 was carrying 239 people from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it vanished on March the 8th, 2014. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Supreme Court is siding with whiskey maker Jack Daniel's in a trademark dispute with the makers of the Bad Spaniel's dog toy. Jack Daniel says the toy misleads customers and profits from Jack Daniel's hard-earned goodwill. The trademark case can move forward. Ed Donahue, AP News.